So, first time at the World Tour Finals, what are you looking forward to the most this week?
I think obviously making it here signifies in many ways mostly a successful year, and it's about trying to end on as much of an exclamation point as possible. With the difficulties of facing other top guys every single match.
And the way that you did it, qualifying by reaching the Paris Flat, does that kind of make it feel like a bigger achievement in some ways that you had to do?
Yeah, I think it's great. The things I was able to produce in Paris with my back up against the wall, knowing that I was behind and I sort of had to fight my way through to myself the possibility to be here. So I'm very happy with that. But for me, the main focus, which is quite different from any other week, is about finding my best tennis right away from the first match.
Yes, if you can pick up one of the other seven people playing here at the ATP Finals, which one you would like to go to dinner? And which question you can give to it?
Probably Roger, and I'd probably just ask him, probably from stories early on in his career, he'd be the one I want, just because from when I came on tour, he's always had a family, he's always been a little bit aside of things because he's always had his family with him, and So you never necessarily, or not as often, get to hear some of the more exciting stories.
Hi, Milos. This year has been a super tough race. For being here today, you basically played everywhere in the last part of the season. How do you feel physically, and are you a little bit tired for all the efforts done, or the joy, the happiness of being here today overcomes everything?
No, the adrenaline, sort of the excitement of being here, puts everything aside. Every match has such a big meaning to it, and against such a difficult challenge across the net that you have to deal with. So it puts aside everything, and unfortunately for me, I got sick in Shanghai, so I don't feel like with the results I put up in Moscow and Basel, I don't really think that it took too much out of me. I think really the most straining week I had physically as far as playing tennis was Paris. Other than that, I had quite a bit of time to recover there for a few weeks.
Coach, over here. A lot of talk about some of the new faces here at this tournament, but you know, again, one of the three guys, Djokovic, Nadal, or Federer, will end the year number one for the 11th year in a row. So. What's your feeling? I mean, are you guys knocking on the door, or is it the same old, same old?
Yeah, I think those guys knocking on the door in a lot of ways, but nobody's definitely kicked that door open. That's for sure.
Just a quick thing, Milos, is this your London voice?
Yes, this is my London voice.
And how do you feel about playing Roger again so quickly after the match in Paris? And how do you think that affects the dynamic of it?
I don't think it really does. Just like I don't think the other two matches I had with him were a big effect on Paris. It's a brand new match. I think the only thing that's different, actually quite different, is the last three times we played this year, we played with many matches into that event already. This time it's from the get-go. They have to find it. For me, that's going to be a new challenge, obviously. He's done it here many times. But I'm going to have to find a way to find myself and find my game quickly on.
Milos, Roger said it's quite a strange feeling for tennis players with the round-robin format, where you're not necessarily out if you lose. How do you feel about this style of tennis?
I don't know. I haven't done it yet. I can predict what I would feel, but I don't know if I'd be right. It's obviously, if it doesn't go well, you're gonna be disappointed. But I'm sure actually, no, I have a great team around me that's going to tell me, forget it. You have 48 hours. Put that all aside. Find yourself. Find your level. And do what you need to do to win the next one.
You know, she's obviously played Roger a few times this year. You got your first win, you know, recently. But how much of his success do you think has come from approaching the net more, being more aggressive, coming in more this year versus the last couple of years?
I think it's definitely helped him in a lot of situations. He's gotten some wins back on the top guys like Novak that he didn't necessarily get last year. I think it's made things more difficult for his opponents. It's made them think more. It's the one thing you see with the top three guys all the time is they stay at the top because they're always getting better and they're always reinventing themselves. If they do their same old thing and they get stagnant, they're not going to stay there. There's too many guys hungry to improve.
Milos, how much do you think about the brand Milos Raonic? Is that something that you're actively engaged with, or do you feel like you leave that to your team and it's not something you really worry about?
No, it's something that that nobody thinks about more than I do. In that sense, it's my badge for the rest of my life. It's what's going to get me possibilities after tennis is over. You start from zero. You gotta create a new life for yourself. There's gonna be hopefully more than double of what I've lived till tennis to do after, and to find what excites me for that time. And then my name, my badge, the reputation is what's gonna give me those possibilities.
Miros, I assume you have already practiced at the center court. How do you see the surface in the competitive pairs, which is relatively slow? And if it's quicker, is this going to be an advantage for you or not?
I hit on it for the first time today. I know the practice courts are definitely slower than pairs, but the center court that I got to hit on for a little bit, it felt a little bit slower just because the court was used for the first time today. I'm sure after 2 days of use, it's gonna pick up a little bit. So it's really difficult to judge it at this moment.
Hi. What did you have to change to start beating top players? Because you haven't had that many wins over them, and you're playing them this week. But
I think understanding of what I need to do in the specific situations. I think I have a much clearer vision of how to go about things, but also. Just because you have that vision, you have to still execute, and I've been able to do that in some situations about getting more consistent in those kind of situations.